Jeff, look at the little baby. Oh, your baby is so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Honey, look how sweet he is. Don't you think he's sweet? Oh, I think he's so sweet.
Okay, there aren't many people who can resist a cute baby. But if you get technical, you gotta admit that there are moments when sweet may not be the most accurate word you could use to describe a little bundle of joy. An example next on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
Some time ago, I was holding my little grandson on my lap. He's still in diapers, and I was playing with him, and he was laughing, and I was laughing. We were literally just sharing in love with each other, you know, as a grandfather and a grandson, when all of a sudden I realized he'd committed a sin against me. It was a terrible sin. It was a sin involving his diaper. Now, I don't mean to be crude, but he needed immediate help. What do you think I did? Do you think that I looked at my grandson and said, "How dare you sin against me that way," and threw him off my lap and said, "Be cast into outer darkness"? No way. I knew that we just needed to take care of the problem. Well, you know something? God loves us much more than I love my grandson. We may sin against him at times as believers, but nothing will separate us from his love. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 tells us, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
The Bible calls the church the bride of Christ, and Steve McVeigh has put together a fact sheet that examines some of the romantic elements of that relationship. It explores how the Lord draws us into faith by lavishing his unconditional love on us. Ask for your free copy of Courted by Christ when you call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11. Again, that's 1-800-472-2311, or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.